Done. It's rolling.
Rolling.
Not good. Don't
not
do that.
Not good. You got to get right on these babies.
Sit like this all day?
Yeah, that's why I think these mic stands might be a little... You know what? Whatever.
My mic stand is working out
realistically,
quite nice.
Once we're done eating, I'm going to kick back like this.
I feel like we should eat quietly.
We'll be right on it.
Especially for this,
yeah, we
the
should
inaugural.
Eat quietly.
We should work into eating like loudly later.
This feels
right. This feels good. It feels right.
Feels nice.
It does. You got to talk into your microphone.
Feels nice. I'm eating healthy today, so I'm going to go with the Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that's really healthy.
What time do they stop serving lunch? Now, this is bad. We should not be recording
here.
This.
You've never been here?
I've been here a couple times.
Oh.
All right, so welcome to the first ever A Diner Disaster. First ever, right?
Yep.
Well.
We've already missed some stuff.
We've Hold dined on. And disastered before.
Right. Get on that microphone.
This is the first one we're doing with our own equipment and trying to make it sound decent.
Beyond trying, we're doing a fantastic job. We need to get coffee, too, because we're both tired.
Mere hours after doing an after disaster.
So here's what you've missed, because this is the first one, so we haven't really got all our ducks in a row quite yet, but we already ordered our Arnold Palmers, all
yeah,
three of us, for
we all got the
reason.
Same drink.
Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler alert.
People were probably at home like, oh, I wonder what they're going to order to drink.
Tyler, they're not at home. They're at work. They're trying to kill time because they don't like the job.
They're on treadmills.
They're on treadmills. So I got a lot of pressure on me because I'm the only one with headphones. So if this doesn't work out, we've got a lot to get to because the last night we did.
You can just take those headphones off and have the pressure removed.
That's true. I'm going to do that. Ugh.
No
feels,
pressure.
Feels much better now.
I'm still going to blame you if it sounds bad.
No I can't hear you now.
Pressure.
All right. I need a steak. Let's go. What am I getting here?
You're going steak?
I think I might.
Is that from the Patty's Fitness menu?
So I got a lot to get to. I got some stuff to get to.
All right.
I want to talk about Chase Bank. Oh, yeah. Chase Bank.
Is this have anything to do with the interaction that just happened a few minutes ago?
Nope. This is something I had on my phone last night, but I didn't talk about it on the annual after disaster.
I think they're a Japanese-owned company, if I'm not mistaken.
Rest in peace after disaster, by the way. Rest in peace. Hey, fond memories. We had 300.
I was just going to try to whistle taps, but I can't remember how it goes.
Truth be told, my dad's dying wish was stop doing that godforsaken after disaster show.
You know what the irony is right now?
Unfortunately, my child's born wish is that we start again. So
we are sitting outside of a restaurant, and guess who's inside?
People.
The flies.
Oh, it's true. We're looking through
the
window inside, and there's flies desperately trying to get to us. But they can't because there's a pane of glass.
They don't understand.
We are at the world. I guess it's kind of world famous. Patty's.
I don't even know
Burbank,
if it's even
Toluca Lake.
Locally famous, but
people love it. People really enjoy.
That's
their
what
patties.
I hear.
They have the audacity to call their hot dog the hot dog.
See, this is a lot of pressure. I feel like we should have made our decision. Should have ordered at least know what we want before the show.
I don't
opens,
think
so.
So
that we don't have to bore people with.
I think people are waiting with bated breath to hear what we're going to have for lunch.
I don't know.
So what's going to be different about the diner disaster?
Oh, that's the million dollar question there, Mike Carano.
Well, here's what I think is going to be different about it, and I'm making this up as I go.
I'm not going to be able to scream and yell like I do.
I think it's going to be exciting. We're going to be able to feed off what's happening around us. We're probably going to witness some bad service. We're probably going to witness some rude behavior on the part of patrons. We're going to be able to comment on that.
Perhaps us.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to give tips as to what to order.
You really hear background music. When I was in the bathroom peeing moments ago. A little Duran Duran, save a prayer till the morning after.
Did it inspire you?
It did. It made me feel, as I was peeing, I was looking at myself in the mirror, listening to Save a Prayer, and I was thinking, this is going to be a fantastic show. I was already enjoying it before the program even began.
Nice.
I've had a rough day already.
Yeah, we're a little late.
I fucked up. I forgot my microphone, so we had to turn around, go all the way back.
Yep.
Then... I realized
we fucked
that
up on several levels.
That is arguably the most rookie mistake you could make for a podcast.
It's true.
Anderson downloaded a soundboard filled
I'm
with
here for the war. Oh,
racist
I forgot
sound
my gun.
Effects.
It's
unbeknownst
true.
To us.
It's not really racist, but yeah, I came here. I was very excited because I was going to.
I think it is racist.
Abuse Tyler.
It's a soundboard that he bought on the iTunes store.
Because you should have done this. I'm
and
doing
it's
your
a lot,
job.
It's a lot of black guys just making noises. And
we'll get
like
to that
white
later.
People are going to be sitting around going, oh, that's hilarious having a black guy going, whoa. Or,
doesn't sound like that.
No, but it's basically stuff a white DJ would be playing on the air.
Hey-o.
And then white kids will be like, yeah, ha, ha. That's funny. Yo, what's up?
So... I filled with piss and vinegar when we pulled up here.
Drinking vinegar, I hope.
I told you I was going to Taryn and Tyler. That was going to be a large part of the program.
That guy looks like he's about to kill himself.
We can't do that. We can't be saying, look at that guy.
Doesn't he look like he's going to kill himself?
Yeah, he looks very depressed, and because he's a heavy man, and it's very hot. So I'd be
he's right behind you.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you talk about
people. I can totally hear you.
Maybe he's in denial, and that's why he got so heavy. And he assumes that I'm talking about someone that just drove by.
Maybe he'll sit down with us, and we'll cheer him up, and he'll live to see another day, and we are heroes.
That's another point.
Hey, be careful where you set that drink.
I know. When we get closer, or when we get, you know, soon, Tyler's going to have a soundboard, which he should already have, but he doesn't, because he failed.
Failed.
You failed.
Why?
Because you should have a soundboard. Because you can't keep up. You got to be doing sounds. And YouTube. Because you can't keep up with the two old men here who...
Do we have a line in?
Yeah. We do.
We got a line in.
Hey, you need to turn your phone off, too. That can't be happening.
Sorry that I am popular and get text messages.
Who is that? Who's Matt White?
It's my brother.
Oh. I get messages, too, but my phone's off because I'm an adult and I know how podcasts...
Mine's in
fancy
my pocket,
phone.
But it's muffled because I wear rubber pants.
Why rubber?
Soundproof.
All right, so I've made a decision what I'm going to get, but that's not the show.
I don't like making decisions on food when I'm really, really hungry, as I am right now, because I just go for what I think is going to be the most filling. It's not even right what I really want.
Just give me the menu.
Actually, that Reuben sounds goddamn great. And I just switched it up to a roast beef dip.
So I got some info. Well, I need to get to like a random fact, a fun fact, so we can get the show off and running, okay?
Okay. I hope it's about hot open-faced sandwiches, which is really just food with bread underneath it.
Yeah, I don't like open-faced sandwiches.
That's not it. It's
like, sandwich. Hey, we're going to make you a sandwich. We're just going to take off the top part and throw it away. And then we're going to charge you probably the same, maybe
more.
Or just
going to pile your food on top of a piece of bread. Call it a sandwich.
Suddenly, I want an open-faced sandwich. This is horrible.
You know what? Let's get open-faced sandwiches.
I'm doing that. Where are you going? Roast beef?
Yes.
All right, I'm in. Fantastic.
What?
Served on white bread. Gravy, mashed potatoes, and vegetables. I might change my mind and go with a roast beef dip.
That's what I'm doing.
Served warm.
Stop
on a French roll.
Warm. That's what I'm doing for sure. I already bailed out of the open face. All right, Tippi Hedren. Tippi Hedren. Famous for producing a beautiful woman.
Should we be like introducing ourselves?
Oh yeah, welcome to the Diner's Astro, first ever inaugural. I am Anderson. That is Mike Carano to my straight ahead and right. And to my immediate right is Ty Ty. Off mic.
Hi.
And off the soundboard. That's where the applause
would be. You're taking some heat for that thing you didn't even know you were going to take heat
apparently.
For.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd... if I'm Tyler, I'm thinking, all right, tomorrow's the first Diner Disaster. I should probably get like a little soundboard set up on my phone.
Well, we could probably say that about all of us.
No, I brought my voice. I'm prepared. Don't worry, I got you covered, Ty Ty. Watch this. I got sound effects.
If it's not line in, I don't want to hear it.
All I do is... People are such idiots. Why is that a thing? Why is that on this pre-made soundboard? And then this. What is broom broom?
Broom broom.
What is that?
Broom broom.
I don't know
because I don't have headphones.
According to my car, it's 102 out. It doesn't feel like it, does it?
Oh, it feels like a cool 101.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I downloaded this soundboard. It's MLG soundboard. You can get it on the App Store for free. One of my drops that I use that I pulled from Community years ago that I used as a staple on the show for a while is on this soundboard.
The gay?
Cha-ching.
Watch it. Here it is.
Are you trying to insinuate that they took that from you?
No, but I don't know if that would be on the soundboard if I didn't play it on the reg.
On we should walk across the street to Lemonade to see if they have those delicious cookies.
No, we shouldn't do that.
After this.
Maybe after. So Tippi Hedren.
Yeah.
This is all coming off of knowledge that I learned from one Dr. Drew. So take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the nationality that run most nail salons in Los Angeles at least?
Yes.
What is that nationality?
Vietnamese.
Right.
And she is solely responsible for bringing the nail industry to the Vietnamese people. I'm familiar with that, too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she's credited with that.
Where else could I possibly have been going?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I thought we had a different fact about Tippi Hedren and the Vietnamese nail industry, which I didn't even know was an industry.
Oh, it's an industry. But evidently she was like a
do-gooder. You can't do your own nails?
Women don't like to do that. They like to read magazines about Kim Kardashian while their nails are done. Tyler, are you memorizing the...
I don't know what I want to eat.
Why don't you just not be a five-year-old and just pick something out?
Just, yeah, look in the kids' section.
A five-year-old would just say, I want a cheeseburger and fries.
Do that. I'll order for you.
You know what's funny is...
All right, I know what I
mean. This is not going to go in this in a direction of tension because I'm just exhausted, but... When you were still looking at your menu, I started to get agitated as if I were eating with Tara, and she just stares at everything, and they come over, can I help you? And she's like, I haven't decided yet. It just keeps on going. And I wish I wouldn't have used her name.
That's okay. No one knows who Tara is on this show.
Right. Whole new audience.
That was well-timed.
Yeah, so Tippi Hedren is also, we have a tie-in with her because we love the movie Roar.
Roar. She's the mother of Melanie Griffith, but evidently she was a do-gooder back in like the 60s, 70s. She went over to Vietnam and she taught them, or she had pretty nails. They're like, where'd you get those? That's really pretty. I like those. And she said, Lee's press on. And they looked at her confused. No, that's not what happened. And she showed them like the art of manicuring and whatnot.
Yep.
And somebody along the line
is
said,
this true?
Yeah, it's
totally true.
How do you know this?
I don't know how I know it, but I think I did some research on her after Roar because I wanted to find out if she was still alive, and because she used to do a benefit at the Improv every year for animals, and then
she killed many lions.
Turns out she's crazy.
Indirectly, I think I might know one of the major problems with doing the diner disaster.
Yeah,
our waitress has looked at us 2-3 times now through the window.
Hasn't come back.
She's very concerned. She doesn't like the idea of coming out here and dealing with 3 pabs on a mic.
And we haven't even ordered yet.
That's what I'm saying. It's like she's afraid to come out and take the order.
Well, here's what we'll do next time. We will... she's looking at us a third time.
Fourth. That's 4.
You know what the good news is? Well, you know what the good news is. We got the hot young waitress.
Is that the good news?
It's the good news.
Uh-huh.
She's probably intimidated.
What I'm learning, too, is if you're a single guy, or girl for that matter, and you want to go to a bar and get picked up, don't have a microphone in your face, because chances of people coming up to you are slim.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's not like that. What's that? It's the thing where you like wear a weird hat to the bar?
Like a conversation starter?
I guess. That terrible guy, Mystery, was that his name?
Oh, yes. He used to have headphones around his neck.
That's terrible.
Yeah, he was a pickup artist.
I don't know who.
He would have a bunch of
Jeffries.
And then people, you know, they come up to you and they're just like, hey, nice scarf. I like that it's like covered in dollar bills with the queen's face on it. That really says something.
Because that's the kind of person you want to attract, is the person that comes up to someone because they like their weird scarf.
She's lucky this isn't a restaurant review show, because I'm fucking starving, and if she doesn't get out of here fast, I'm going to have to walk in there and tell her, hey, we'd like to order food. We're not just sitting here.
That's what, if I was a waitress here, I would assume that we're food critics, right?
Oh my God, that would be the best.
I would assume that.
You know what?
Bad start.
I'm going to wave her down, but then I look like an asshole. Because she's just standing back there playing with the shake machine.
How do you know that's ours? That's our lady.
That cute blonde chick?
How does a woman like Tippi Hedren just create an entire industry? Do you know how much
bitterness like, I would have
They should
inside
have
of me?
Pictures of her in their house. Right?
Yeah, but you know how much bitterness
like
I would have inside of me?
She's the grandmother
of
the industry.
If I spurred that industry on and it was worldwide and it was gigantic.
And you don't get a cut?
I don't get anything.
Nothing.
Anything.
Do you think she even goes in and gets like a free petty? Probably not.
No, I don't think they know. There's not a picture of her in every nail salon.
There should be.
Our God, Tippi Hedren.
What if that became our cause?
You know what? It's a good cause.
Is it?
It's not a bad cause.
It's not a great cause.
It's not a great cause.
You want me to go get the waitress? Because I don't think she's going to come out here. I think she's like, thinks.
Maybe she's a big fan and she's intimidated.
Tyler, why do you always go to that?
Because it's the only thing that keeps me going.
If it wasn't for that, we'd all put guns in our mouths.
Well, maybe the show's over.
We go to another restaurant?
Let's go on a verbal strike until we get fed.
You know what I'm going to tell her? I'm going to tell her we're in a hurry. When obviously we're not. We're recording something, but. That seems like the go-to excuse.
We could be in a hurry.
That wouldn't be necessarily a lie. We could be in a hurry with microphones.
Give it one more minute.
Patty's established 1960.
Yep. Bad service since 1961.
Hey, this is not a good start. What if Patty's actually hears this? All right.
What if that's Patty in there? What if Patty Jr. is the person who's waiting on us?
So Jillian the other night.
Hey, real quick. Let's not touch the volumes.
I'm touching. Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times I had to make a lot of adjustments because you went in and turned things up or down during the Death Valley show.
Uh-huh.
let's just leave it, and then I'll compress everything.
I'm a fidgeter. I fidget.
I know, but
I change things. I'm always adjusting. But okay, I'll try not to. Let's cover it up.
I thought you were just going to do it again.
Here, let me just tweak that a little. There we go. I didn't touch it.
Just leave them, and then I'll just compress all three channels separately, and they'll all match.
I don't even want to go into why I might be fired. The most recent thing that I did on Loveline, but yeah,
it's a real bad one.
Once again,
really?
He played me the audio, and I was like, "I'm sorry."
Oh, it's on air.
It made me sick. Like I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
"When was this?"
Last night.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. I'm not going to. But it's like I'm constantly doing things, and I don't know if it's subconsciously, but I think I want to get fired, and I don't want to get fired, and I know that my life will be fucked for at least a while if I got fired, because it's been my job for 15 years, but I can't consistently do things that would could get me fired.
She's not even making an attempt to come out here. Fucking cunt.
Hey, whoa, hey. Whoa.
Sorry, I was...
Maybe because we look busy.
Jesus, old man Garanos.
Wow. Want me to go get her?
I'm just sitting after laughing it up.
Yeah? Well, I think we've learned that we need to order before we begin the program, I think. I think that's lesson number one.
I'm sorry for calling her that word.
Yeah. And that was all like authentic too.
Because I can see her back there. She's just kind of walking around having conversation with people.
How do you know that she's ours?
I don't know. I'm fucking starving though.
I'm pretty hungry.
The only people that have helped us was the older woman and then someone with dark hair.
No,
you know what?
That young blonde chick came out here.
She did? What'd she do?
She said, "Can I help you?"
And what'd you say?
"Can I get you drinks?" And we said we already ordered drinks. And she walked back in.
Where was that?
I think she had brown hair.
No.
This is not fun for anyone to hear. We can show her the time on the recording and say, "Hey, look, this
how
is how long
we've been sitting here."
Yeah,
we've only called you the C word once in that time, though. So,
yeah,
well,
we
sorry.
Can play her the
I
audio. Should I put the headphones on her and say, "Look what happened 5 minutes ago"?
Look what he did.
Look.
And,
I'll be like,
and then we'll say, "Good luck spitting on my food," because we're all ordering the same thing.
Oh, it'd be like Russian spitlet.
That'd be bad for us because they would just do it in all three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? Back to Jillian. So, but I guess Mike's just abandoning the program.
Mike,
he was going to go.
Mike just quit.
Mike just cut up, and he stormed inside. After he apologized.
I'm worried that we're going to hear yelling coming from inside.
Moments ago, he had regret, like lots of regret for being upset.
Yeah.
And then it all came rushing back. The anger just came back.
It's like he's in waves of it right now.
Part of the problem is we are starving. And my plan on this was to, especially for the first episode, just order coffee and maybe a piece
remember.
Of pie. What was that? What's
Jerry,
that?
Jerry Collarbomb?
Oh, no. Is that like code for we have a frantic middle-aged man inside?
We have an unapproved podcast, that friend.
Can I help you? Yeah, we
wait, get the microphone. What happened?
Just want to order.
Oh, no. There's a bunch of PA work going on now.
Yeah.
This is...
We should ask them if we could do the show over the microphone. In there. You a little midday mid-afternoon entertainment for you.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad. Like, replace Duran Duran with this?
No, that would be bad.
That would be terrible, because we'd immediately say, "Hey, you in booth three, how do you like your, are the fries better with Tabasco?" Really?
That would
like,
be fun. They either they're really busy, which it doesn't appear to
be. They're
kind
of busy inside.
It's pretty full inside.
We're sitting outside for a reason. But I mean, we're moving. We're getting close to 20 minutes now,
but
which is kind of unacceptable.
I think they said, "Are we seriously getting to 20 minutes?"
Yeah, we're getting close to 20.
That's absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Who knows how long it's going to take them to prepare our open-faced roast beef sandwiches?
So Jillian pointed something out that I do on the regular the other night, and.
Like with her or with everybody in life?
I do it with everyone. I don't know if she realizes.
Make everyone extremely angry and uncomfortable?
Yeah. It's kind of
vague, but yeah.
We were talking about Barry Sanders, right?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie.
Yeah.
Bernie. Barry Sanders is
the running back.
A running back for the Detroit Lions. Yeah. We're talking about Bernie Sanders, right? The new socialist Democratic hopeful.
Okay.
Who he did a little rally. I'd never heard of the guy because, you know,
yeah,
I don't follow
rally.
Politics.
Big
rally. He did a rally in Sports Center LA. There was like 26,000 people inside.
And they turned away like 10,000.
And there was thousands of people outside.
Like 10,000.
Where did he come from?
Yeah.
How does that happen? How do you get that kind of support?
I don't know. We need to figure that out, and that'll increase our podcast audience by
He's an extremist, and it'd be pretty sweet if Donald Trump and Bernie went up against each other when the election, because they're such polar opposites.
It'd be pretty sweet as if they fucking take it. This is going to be weird when I go in for a second time, and I'm not this much of an asshole, and I'm kind of a puss when it comes to confrontations, but I'm about to go in there for a second time.
You want to pack up and go?
We want to order some fucking food, man.
Want to just pack up and go
somewhere
else?
What happened when you went in there and said that?
I said, hey, she goes, can I help you? And I went, yeah, we just want to order. We're sitting, and she goes, oh, yeah, you're sitting outside. And I went, yeah, we just want to order.
Mm-hmm.
And then she announced over the PA.
Oh, good one. Good one, Michael. Thank you very much. Maybe she doesn't like microphones.
We're not reviewing the restaurant. We're just doing it.
Oh, Michael.
Oh, that's okay. Go
just
ahead
to let you know.
The restaurant. We love it.
Okay.
I love Patty's. This is my third time here. This is their
so
first
far.
Time here.
Thank you.
That one, yeah.
Yes, that one is all dead. Yes.
Thank you very much.
This is where I met Dean Cameron to talk to him about being in Everybody Dies, which is one of my shorts that I did last year.
I'm going to ask the waitress what her problem was.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I'm going to say, were you in the bathroom or something?
Why?
Yeah, I think you should.
You know what would be the good thing?
Yeah, I'm going to do it, and I'll like with the microphone, I'll be like right up to her for her response.
How about this one? People love this one, especially lately. I'll say, are you on your period or something?
I don't think you should say that.
You know what? If it's that hot blonde chick, I'm going to be pissed, even more pissed. Because,
why?
Yeah, you know, because...
Hey, at least we got new Arnold Palmer.
Oh, my God, it is her. Oh, she came out, went back in.
I'm going to smoke. We're going to pause.
No,
pause.
No.
We got to pause.
What are you doing?
Because I got to do something.
We're doing a show.
I know, but when you're a starving model, you smoke when you're hungry. That's what I want to do.
Inside,
you know,
you're still a starving model.
Well, hey, why did the manager that came out apologize just now? Why didn't she just take her
over? We are going to give it another minute, and then we're going to fucking leave, because this is fucking idiotic.
Wow.
What are we going on, 25 minutes, and
22.
They haven't taken an order yet?
22. So Jillian points out...
It's 2:30 in the afternoon on a fucking... I'm sorry for the profanity.
What was it that you called her earlier?
Nothing.
Our waitress. What did you suggest she is?
Stupid. I'm not thinking clearly, and I'm not being kind.
Well, it's because we're lacking calories.
The last time I ate was last night, a milkshake, and before that was dinner at like 5:15.
Yeah,
and
I'm with you.
Fucking starving.
When I was leaving the After Disaster last night, I'm like, I'm going to get some food because I'm starving because I haven't eaten since dinner. And then I'm like, no, I'll just wake up, and I haven't eaten since. I just went to bed hungry, woke up hungry, continued to be
still hungry. It's like 3 in the afternoon. God, I'm in a crabby mood.
Crabby?
Yeah.
So what did Jillian point out that you
do? Crabby and crappy.
Oh, you're talking about... Bernie Sanders.
I'm crabby crab.
Bernie, so...
You're going to finish that.
Oh, wait. Back to Bernie in a second. Hold on.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Everybody?
Yeah. No,
sorry.
Sorry. Good
interrupting
good
is better.
Okay. Why do you got to open them? Why you got to make things complicated?
I will take the roast beef dip, please.
Mm-hmm.
Dip, you want french fries?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you.
What are the options other than french fries?
You can do sweet potato fries, onion rings, coleslaw, potato salad, or fruit.
Anyone want any onion rings?
Yeah.
All right, onion rings. We'll do a little switcheroo. I'm doing the French dip, too. Thank you. As well. Not two. I don't want two of them.
I'll have the good earth.
What? Way to make us feel like shit. Thanks, Ty-Ty.
Okay, I'll take the good earth now, too.
Yeah.
It comes on wheat bread. Is that okay?
Yeah, can I have that toasted? Yeah.
Ooh.
With fries, please.
That's a tuna fish sandwich.
Who wouldn't that be okay with that's ordering
Thank
something
you.
Called the good earth?
You guys
Thank
heard
you.
Of Bumblebee?
Yeah, they cooked a guy.
Oh my
alive.
God,
they
that
a
story is
cooked
terrible.
Alive. They
and
cooked him alive.
He only got like $1 million.
His no, he got nothing because
like,
he's dead.
Well, I know he had nothing, but his family
they saved
only
money
got, like,
on the cremation
million.
Though.
Yep.
Tyler, don't give me that look. They what? Probably did save
Four,
a couple.
$400.
Ah, the fuck! I was sitting at a red light, and when I heard that story, and it was a long red light, so I got probably
are,
3 minutes of
details?
Imagining what it was like.
I just
what
got such
details?
An aggressive look from that guy buying his bike.
Hey, we got to stop pointing those things out. Was that an acceptable offer from the waitress that she didn't want to interrupt? She was intimidated by the microphone.
I think she was lying.
I don't think so.
You're right. I think she was probably being honest. I wouldn't want to interrupt either. We have friggin' mic stands.
I wouldn't want to come up to us even if we didn't have microphones.
You know what? This is probably what black people feel like.
You know what? Probably.
I bet. Like if they're not being waited on. And
you know what? You hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah, I think so.
You
white,
hit the black nail
white
on the head.
White lunches matter.
You know what? That's
three
true,
white
though.
Guys with microphones is equivalent to three
okay,
black
imagine
dudes.
Okay, imagine you're a couple of black dudes. Mm-hmm. You just got finished playing basketball.
If we were black and we didn't even have microphones, we would assume that it was because we were black.
And
right?
You go to Denny's in the day and you just sit there and sit there
uh-huh.
and sit there.
Right.
And they don't wait on you. It's absolutely that's what they feel like.
Yeah.
What if you're
Don't say that. I think they is wrong.
What if you're a hungry black guy? That's even worse. Ooh.
Welcome to all the new listeners who aren't familiar with us or this program.
So, I don't know the details, but how did he get cooked
alive? Oh, it's so hard for me not to adjust.
Yeah, stop doing it, because I'm going to adjust it in post.
You also didn't finish your other thing.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
All right.
Oh, I'm so excited about the French dip. Hey, we're going to have to push pause when the dips come, because starvation is overwhelming.
Maybe.
Got to jam it in our mouth, and then get back to I need coffee, too. Fuck. All right, so I don't know the details. Tie. Do you have any details on how the guy got cooked alive?
I know it was worker negligence. I know what happened. He was inside cleaning the tank that they cook the fish in. That's like a 350-gallon tank or something like that. He was inside scrubbing
10,000 pounds of tuna.
And the worker thought that the guy had gotten out and was like outside on smoke break.
And then he loaded in
a whole new thing of tuna. Hit start.
He probably didn't get cooked alive. He probably drowned in tuna flesh. He probably, inhaled tuna.
I don't know, because I got a feeling that stuff doesn't come in. It comes in probably... Okay, I'm making this up, talking out my ass here. But I don't think 10,000 gallons of tuna. 10,000 pounds of tuna. I don't think they just dump it all in at once. I think it probably comes sliding in a chute, and he knew it was coming, and then the heat came on, and they can't hear your screams from that stainless steel tank.
Worse.
He probably was cooked alive. Well, why would they say he's cooked alive in every news outlet if he wasn't cooked alive?
Well, it's a lot less newsworthy if you don't get to say cooked alive.
Bumblebee man cooked
alive.
Mm-hmm. There's only one problem.
$6 million for worker cooked.
You know what they don't want to tell you?
Alive.
That was the best tasting batch of tuna they had that ever came out of that plant.
Not a million. $6 million, Ty. Do you think he might
have...
No,
but I think it was like they paid like something million to like... a fine, and then they paid like maybe it was $6 million total, but I thought it said $1 million to the family.
Let's just cut to the chase here. Like, what if he wasn't a good guy and his family has $1 million now?
Wouldn't that suck how every time people are like, how did your family make their money? You're like, my dad was cooked alive.
My dad was cooked alive.
Yeah, $6 million's enough that like they're going to be like a notable family.
Yeah,
now.
And now every single time someone asks you how your family.
Oh, do you think that they would ever eat tuna fish?
I don't think you bring it up.
Oh, no. Are we eating tuna? You might be eating tuna, Tyler, out of the same vat.
Yeah, I probably. It's very likely that I'm eating the man tuna.
Hey, man, I know that I've eaten a crab leg that Sig Hansen probably caught from Deadliest Catch.
You know?
I would assume.
I
eat a lot of crab legs, and they catch a lot.
That's one batch of crab fishermen out of thousands.
I eat a lot of crab legs.
Jose Molina, he was 62. Yeah, he was like 3 years away from Bumblebee, that sweet, sweet Bumblebee retirement. Yeah.
They give you a big gold plate of tuna.
His family got that sweet, sweet Bumblebee retirement.
He was loading a 35-foot-long oven. Loading? Oh, so he wasn't cleaning. He was loading it at the company Santa Fe Springs. Concerts out there. Back in 2012, when a coworker who mistakenly believed Molina was in the bathroom.
3 years ago?
He thought he was in the
bathroom.
You don't hear about these things until they hit court.
Did they write that coworker up?
Yeah, he got busted.
Oh, my God. Do you think their sign in the warehouse says, we've gone 932 days since cooking Jose alive?
Yeah.
That's not left.
Since last cooked alive.
He thought he was in the bathroom when he filled the pressure cooker with 12,000 pounds of canned tuna. And it was turned on, according to the report. His body was found 2 hours later after the pressure cooker, which reached 270 degrees. That's like double as hot as it is right now. It's pretty hot.
That's hot.
Was turned off and opened.
We're skipping over the whole pressure part of it.
Wait, 12,000 pounds. What do they do with that tuna? You think that they scraped like the stuff off the top and used that? Or do you think they got rid of the entire batch?
Well, if I were managing that tuna factory, I'd say we're not throwing this away. Maybe they'll put it in dog food or something.
Probably all like confiscated for evidence.
You know what the worst part about this is? When they get his remains back, they smells like fish.
Oh, this is good news. LA District Attorney Jackie Lacey said that Bumblebee's going to pay $3 million to replace all the outdated tuna ovens with automated ovens. That doesn't sound any better. We're going to put it in Hal's corner to make sure that Jose's not in there.
Someone cooked alive every week.
Hal's kitchen.
The company will also pay $1.5 million in restitution to Molina's family. Well, that's changed. and then it will pay the district attorney's environmental enforcement fund $750,000. How pissed are you if you're Molina's family?
Yeah, see, I told you, they only get 1.5.
And the district attorney is getting an environmental enforcement fund of $750,000. But our dad's cooked alive.
The attorney's also getting probably 40% of their $1.5 million.
Wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate for poor Jose.
I got to say, though, I would push my mom into a tuna vat oven thing for $40,000.
Kidding,
what
about
mom.
What about the workers that like were like, all right, tuna's cooked. Let's unload it.
Yeah.
What is that?
What is that? When I see Jose, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
Wait a minute. Wait.
For cutting out early.
Wait, I found a piece of Jose's mind.
Tyler? I don't know if he disintegrated. They thought he was in the bathroom, right?
You know what the grossest part is? His shoes were in there, too.
That's not the grossest part by a long shot, Michael.
You're right.
His bowels were in there.
Tyler!
Good point.
It was on everyone's mind. Didn't have to verbalize. They
tuna
thought he was in the
with
bathroom,
human
right?
bowels.
Jose can't be in the oven anymore. He must be in the bathroom.
Yep.
Let's fill her up.
Yep.
Let's put on. 2 hours later, is anyone saying, has Jose come out of the bathroom yet?
Maybe he was famous for taking his time.
You know what happened?
I'm going murder.
I'm going, like, they realized that he couldn't be in the bathroom. They're wondering if he went home, and you know that one of the possibilities was
he's in the oven,
might be
and
in
you
the oven.
Just don't want to look.
But you don't want to push off.
Oh, you start to just get a little, like, sweaty and worried.
Oh,
his
and
car
I get
is
worried.
Still in the parking lot.
I get
lot.
Worried if, like a cuss word gets through on Love Line. I'm like, oh, God.
Apparently not that worried.
Probably spent an hour and a half, at least, I would think, wondering if Jose was in that oven.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
And you know what else? They probably didn't have the authority to stop it, to check.
Right. Well, they probably, they could have called a manager who might have been home sleeping, but they didn't want to be like, hey, we might have Jose in the oven.
Yeah, he might be in the oven.
So we need to stop it, and the batch will be fucked, but... Yeah. And then I wonder if that call was made, and if the manager's like, well, how long has it been? And they said 30 minutes, and then he has to do some quick science math, and he's like, Jose's already dead.
Just keep science math.
If you want to think about the situations you're in at that job when that happens, because, okay, this is going to sound cold. This is going to sound really cold. Okay, Jose's gone. Mm. He might be in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the lawsuit, do we want to just let him cook and take the heat for that, no pun intended, and pay out? Or do we want to rescue him, and then he still sues and might get more?
Oh, so you think that maybe letting him die would cost him less? No, I don't think that. I don't think that came up. I don't think it got
also, quite
like
that
we're
spending much more time wondering like what his coworkers and his bosses were thinking rather than the man who was being cooked alive or what he was thinking.
What are you? Well, if he has 1,200 pounds of tuna, I don't think that he was cooked alive. If they loaded 1,200 pounds of tuna on top of his head.
But maybe it's a side load. Maybe it's not like fed down
load.
To the top.
Well, then he would like rise up to the top. Oh, and he's
like,
just swimming in tuna?
It was like the garbage thing in Star Wars.
Yeah.
And he swam to the top, or he stayed on top. He climbed. He used a tuna as a life preserver. Then the heat came on, and the pressure. That pressure can't feel good.
You can't knock? Those things must
big
be
hollow,
just,
empty.
It's probably, no, it wouldn't be hollow.
It's probably like a steel thing that's like inches and inches thick. There's no like resonating.
Do you think the people at PETA are happy? They're like, see, that's what
you
get.
You know what? I would bet they are happy.
That's what you get for slaughtering innocent tuna and
I
cooking
bet they
them.
Are.
Do you think they root for the sharks at the surfing competitions?
Probably.
Did you hear about that guy?
What's that?
The surfer that got bit while he was...
Yep.
His Australia. Next time back in the water, he got another shark encounter.
Seriously?
Yeah. He didn't get bit this time, but another shark bumped his surfboard.
Time to quit surfing.
Australia or South Africa?
South Africa.
The one I'm talking about was Australia.
I think he's an Australian guy. But it was in South Africa.
Well, they have anti-shark nets, but they're constantly disintegrating because the ocean is a ruthless
place.
All right,
Mr. Shark knowledge.
And then there's holes.
You know, the whole planet is a ruthless place. Like, we should be dead.
It really is. I know for a fact I should be dead. I should not be alive.
Yeah.
I had scarlet fever when I was a kid. And then falling off the roof.
Oh, Rhett.
That would have killed me, too.
Yep.
So I should be dead twice now. What about you?
Probably dead a lot.
My brother's appendix burst, so he should be dead.
My appendix was bursting when I went to Cedars. But I should have died from the times I got drunk and would sit on the edge of a cliff.
Not even that.
I got my
you
feet
didn't.
Dangling off.
I mean,
hammer.
Like, if it wasn't for modern science, would you be dead?
Yeah.
Modern
oh,
medicine.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Ty?
The
Lord would have saved Tyler, regardless, I think.
No, I would have passed to teach people a lesson.
Tyler's a very religious man.
I don't think I've been that close to death for anything.
It's good. Thanks, Tyler.
Well, sorry. I can't help it that I've lived a responsible life.
Maybe that plate glass window will fall out on your head.
Yeah, I should be dead at least twice if it wasn't for modern medicine. So we walked into a Guitar Center earlier. Is Guitar Center nationwide?
I believe so.
Guitar Center, they sell guitars. And they have a center. Yep. In many towns.
You can edit that one out if you want.
No, I'm explaining to what it is in case people aren't familiar.
I think everybody knows what Guitar Center is.
So Mike and I were in there, and it was bustling.
It's like a store. Do you guys have stores?
It's really depressing, and this thought occurred to me, and it occurs to me often. I guess it's the narcissist in me, but like everything that was going on in that store, all the guitars on the wall, all the equipment, all the people in there milling about, all the conversations that were taking place. If I was never born, or if Mike was never born, all that would still be taking place. I mean, yeah.
That's a very specific.
Well, that's when it occurred to me.
But that's every, like, that guy would still be driving down the street going to wherever he's going if we weren't here.
Like, we have such little impact. Unlike Tippy. Tippy can walk into any nail salon and think none of this would be occurring. Oh, thank you very much.
Wow. I guess I'm not drinking fast enough.
Oh, you know what? You want a coffee, Mike?
Thank you.
Can I get a coffee?
Yeah, sure.
I'll take a coffee too, please. Yeah.
Not for me. Thank you.
He's too young to have coffee.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not allowed yet.
He's too Mormon to drink coffee. All right, so Jillian. Hey, want an extra cup there? Mike's taking pictures of our Arnold Palmers. So we're talking about Bernie. Back to the Bernie. We're talking about Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
And just how left-wing he is. I mean, he's the absolute socialist. He wants.
I don't know anything about him.
He's very about big government paying for many things. We pay a lot in taxes and we get a lot back. Even in the playing field. I mean, a lot of my...
Technically a democratic socialist, not a socialist.
Beliefs kind of line up with it at times. I'm always back and forth. And then I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to like stop progress. And like Ayn Rand had a lot of great points. I'm always back and forth. I'm all over the map.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Me too. And I'm a colossal hypocrite as well, so...
Ooh, look at this coffee. Fantastic.
Wow.
Show's going to get good now.
Thank you. I'm going to have to pee like 40 times.
Thank you very much.
Mostly because I have a bladder infection.
What?
No, it's just
that was off mic.
Just trying to get the waitress to get involved.
Did the one that you called cunt?
Bladder infection?
That one?
What?
Same waitress you called cunt moments ago?
Now Mike's desperate to impress her.
Edit that out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to edit it out, but it was uncalled for. I'll give you that.
So, Jillian,
not as uncalled for as the fact that they brought us three giant drinks each.
It's nice. They're making up for.
I know, but it's just too much. I'm not even.
How
done
bad
with the first
did you
one.
Feel when the manager came out here and you said we're not critics, and she said please review our little restaurant here? And I'm thinking moments ago we were saying such horrible things.
Yeah, I almost said something to her, but I didn't have the balls.
So the manager.
Yeah, I was going to go like, well, we're starting with the bad service.
So. Jillian, who errs on the side of social
progress,
she's definitely
liberal.
Democratic. I mean, she houses homeless people for a living, right? She wants to even the playing field. She thinks everyone should have an equal shot. And, you know, so she was talking about how she likes Bernie. And I wasn't even really paying attention. I was doing this and that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, fuck Bernie. All about capitalism. May the rich get richer. And you know, and then Jillian just doesn't say anything. And then she goes, you know, I really hate that about you. And I got, like, I'm prepared now. Like, I sit up, and I'm ready to have, like, this. But I'm not really a Republican, honey, and I'm not really a capitalist. I was just saying that. And I'm like, what, about me being, like, a capitalist at heart? And she said, no, about you just being flippant about your attitude and taking the opposite angle on anything that anyone says and just to upset them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I do that all the time? She goes, every time. Every time.
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys have seen that too.
Why
do I do it?
I recognize that in you because I have been accused of doing that with people. Ex-girlfriend.
I'm just trying to get a conversation going.
But the ex-girlfriend was like, you just argue every point just to argue. She goes, even when you believe the same thing that I'm talking about.
But it's fun.
It's kind of fun, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like fun for you. It's not fun for the other
people. No, but then you can learn more about it too. If you're the defending a side that you normally wouldn't defend against, you know, with the smart person.
Most people will be like, whatever.
The last thing I want to do is sit around.
Though. I don't like the fact that we discount people's opinions. Because we don't trust people so much, and we think people's opinions are so worthless that we discount most of them. Just like the internet, we discount the word amazing.
No, but I'm saying they're discounting you if you're just being flippant. They're going to just discount it back.
Holy smokes.
Food?
All right. Yeah.
Roast beef dip,
onion rings. French fries over there.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Looks good.
About his sandwich.
Thank you.
You can just grab it.
Got it.
He got the Jose sandwich.
Beautiful. Woo.
All right, we got to pause.
Just thank you very much. Tell me where the time is. We'll leave it running, and I'll cut this out if it's useless.
Why?
Why don't you say stop? Because
yeah. What if we say
why don't we
good?
Pause it? We're not going to.
Okay.
All right, pause.
Yeah, pause.
Back. Right?
We are back, and if we weren't gentlemen, we would be burping into the microphone right now.
No, it's not true. It's not true.
It's just a gross. It seems like a stereotypical way to come back.
Like unbuckle our pants and just like lean back.
Yeah.
All right, we were famished.
Look at that guy.
All right, well, stop with the look at. Yes, he made an illegal U-turn right in front of us and almost caused an accident, but no one could see that except for us. I wouldn't have even seen it. We just got our bill, $50. Guys,
$50.
This show's gonna break me. Tyler, what are you, food coma?
Yeah.
Me too.
Come on. Drink
well,
some
$50.
Coffee.
I feel like I fell into a vat of cooking tuna.
It's only $20 a person.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Tyler, I think that it was very disrespectful of you to order a tuna sandwich.
Oh, that was pretty good.
In light of
what happened? Have the conversation post ordering or before you ordered?
About what?
When I ordered the tuna, he was like, oh,
that, yeah, that occurred to me. I'm like, he's ordering a Jose sandwich.
That is.
Can we just call tuna Jose from this point forward? Would that be honoring him or would that be.
You know, you did call the Jose sandwich to the waiter, and he was very confused.
Yeah, I like that.
I'll have a Jose. I feel like just at the very least, as a society, we could honor Jose by calling tuna Jose.
I believe so, too.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's our new cause.
You know, well, right after Tippy. Right after we get Tippy's picture in every single nail salon. Hey, do you think if you go to, like, Nebraska, you're going to see nail salons run by Vietnamese?
No, I don't think they have nail salons in Nebraska.
No,
I'm being very honest.
No.
I really
we've already gotten a lot of trouble with Nebraska. Let's not upset them again.
Of course they have nail salons.
Why would they not have nail salons?
It doesn't go Walmart, manure shop,
nail
salon.
No, we're not doing that. We love Nebraska. I love Nebraska. Stop it. You know how much ground I've had to make up for the shit that has been said in the past about stupid me making it sound like I think middle of the country's bad? It's not true. I love
it. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's...
I feel like a politician right now.
I'm saying there's...
There's a lot of good vegetables that come from
Walmart,
the middle of the country.
Bar, hamburger shop.
Hey, man, you can despair...
Manure shop.
You can say disparaging
feed
things.
Feed store.
About, hey, what about where we live?
Video rental shop.
How's it go where we live? It goes donut store, nail salon, tattoo parlor.
Artisan milk shop.
Massage parlor.
Here's what... Every bad neighborhood, and especially here in L.A., always donuts, nail salon. In the same strip mall.
Massage.
Yeah. But always donuts. Donut shops go to shit neighborhoods because I guess poor people feed on donuts.
They feed on donuts.
I like them, and they're also usually donut/Chinese/burger.
Yes.
Burger.
Oh, and they also have, they misspell donut.
How?
Well, I don't know if it's D-O-N-U-T or if it's D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
But someone's misspelling it.
Yeah, one person's misspelling it.
I think the dough, D-O-N-U-T is just a way to shorten it up.
Yeah. But what you don't want to pay
way.
The sign guy?
Well, no. If you have the D-O-U-G-H, you can charge an extra 20 cents
per
donut.
Yeah, then you're having...
Is that true?
Beignets or 100%. Whatever those things are called.
They didn't teach you that
in
school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You didn't go to college. Yeah. That's what I learned sophomore year in college. They taught us that. Tyler, why do you got to throw plastic?
It's not hard. She does this, puts the bounce on my card, and then I pay the tip. God, you weirdos.
Okay. Tyler's complicating things by not having cash.
Hey, not,
give
not,
her a couple extra bucks.
No. You called her a cunt.
No, that's why I'm making up for it. You put it on your credit card a couple extra bucks.
Why?
Let's not
so
get into it.
Let's give her $12.
Okay.
Chase Bank.
Yeah.
Chase Bank. National, right? All over the world?
I don't know.
All over the country? Chase. You go to Chase?
Am I with Chase?
So yeah. Right,
no.
I was with Great Western.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Not great.
More like Average Western.
Then it became Washington Mutual.
Okay.
And then it became Chase.
You don't want to get involved in no politics. So.
I've had the same account for like 15 years now, and it's changed banks 3 times now. I went into my local Chase a couple days ago. Right?
Got it.
And, you know, they had the bulletproof glass, which is kind of a thing. Yeah. It's been going on for about 10 years now.
The guy's got the green lamp.
No.
Pulls
no
that,
green lamp.
That. He's got that shade over his head.
It used to be like, I remember, do you remember a day when you go to the bank and like it was just like they're out in the open?
Yeah.
You're hello, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
Because bank tellers are attractive, too.
Still banks like that.
Yeah, you got to get hot bank tellers.
Almost all the banks I go to, at least inch thick glass.
Yeah.
It might be indicative of where you live.
You can still feel your penis underneath the glass in that little slot.
You tried?
If you try. If you bring a step stool.
Not all of us have massive wings.
They love it,
Michael,
when you do that.
They love it. So I go to my local Chase, right? And there's like 8 tellers, windows, which is always annoying because I've never seen more than 3 open.
Yeah, correct.
Right?
Correctamundo. Same with Costco.
Same with like
50 aisles and there's like 5 of them open.
And you go like Christmas time, like let's say like Costco. Right? It's like, when are you going to get more busy? You're not. Why are only half the stations open? Why even have them?
I think they feed on having a line. Like I think restaurants and clubs do that too. They like having a line out the door.
Clubs, for
they
sure.
You can get all those people in, but it looks good on the street when you've got like 40 people out there in mini
You
skirts.
Finally get in and there's like 5 old dudes in there.
Exactly. It's so us recording a podcast.
I go into my local Chase and one window. There's one window. The rest are boarded up. And I was thinking, wow.
Like machine gunned?
No, like they have like plaster, like one of those walls, do not post bills walls, you know what I mean? Like
inside?
Temporary. But okay.
Plywood?
It's got like a picture on it, so it's somewhat professional. It's a picture of like the Santa Monica beach. All right.
Should be a stack of cash.
And I'm infuriated.
Yeah.
Because now I'm in line, because there's one window. There's 2 windows, but one of them's for like merchant sales or something. I'm assuming that's for like sailors.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to come in there with their Jose.
It's one's for like business or something. And then there's one. So I'm in line behind, I don't know, 6-7 people. And I'm trying to figure out how do you downsize like this? And it's like permanent.
Well,
like
are they down? You think it's downsizing? They finally went, our service is so bad, but wait till you see what we did. We're only going to have 2 windows now, so there's no possible
And only one
way.
Window for like the average Joe like
me. Yeah.
And I'm dumbstruck. I can't figure it out. I don't understand how this is a real thing. And then I look to my left, and there's these new things.
Wait, one more time.
There's these new things to my left, like where I used to like do all my like math work and figure out like how much I'm depositing and how much I'm getting out. And you know those little like islands that they have.
Yeah.
Those things now have what look like massive iPhones. Like imagine an iPhone that's like 3 feet high, 2 feet wide.
Okay.
So a tablet.
Sounds heavy.
A giant tablet. 3 feet. Maybe 4. Right?
What's the battery?
I felt like I was on a game show. I'm like, I'm going to go check this out. Automation. And it's they're automated tellers that you can do all your banking. You can ask for like different denominations. You can get tens, 20s,
Baptist
hundreds.
Money.
If you want
a real person?
No, it's a fucking giant iPhone.
No, wait, have you tried it, though?
I did.
Because maybe it's a person. They're like, hello, my name is Ralph.
No, it's an iPhone. Why? It's not a person. Oh, you mean like another person threw it?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't get Ralph.
It was like just a service center in India.
It's like a very fancy ATM, but it's inside. You can only have access to it when the bank is open, and that's why they closed all the windows. Here's the part that's really weird. It reminded me a lot of like a slot machine, like one of those interactive slot machines, and it sounded like a slot machine too. While I was using this thing, maybe it's my addictive personality, but I had a hankering to take my money that I was getting out and go straight to Vegas. A hankering.
Maybe they're in cahoots with Vegas.
It was bizarre.
That's the long con right there.
I think it might be like the same company that created these things.
Bally's?
Huh. I don't like it, though. I don't like it. And how do bank tellers deal with that? They see a giant iPhone that
getting
just took
fired?
Their job?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess
banks don't make enough money.
We're both replaced. We'll find out how people deal with it.
When do we as a country say, hey, you know what, bankers? You've already fucked us enough.
Yeah.
With the whole scandal and in 2007. I saw a margin call. I know what
2007,
happened.
2007, probably 1897, 2027.
A number of times.
2055.
We bailed them out.
Wait, why
right?
am I going to 2055?
Taxpayers bailed them out. They gave them a bunch of money, right? Do you know that those fuckers sat on the money? They sat on the money that they got to be bailed out, and they refused to even put it back in. Like, a lot of them are like, no, we're going to use this to make more money for ourselves.
Interest.
Well, yeah, fuckers. Yeah. We gave it to you.
Yep.
To bail yourselves out because there was theories that if you failed, the entire country would fail because the way you fucked us. It was you, right?
Yeah.
And now they make so much money. Now they're figuring out ways to make even less jobs for Americans, for hardworking Americans.
Yep.
How do we sit back and allow this? Should I get
We're
a new
powerless.
Bank account?
We're powerless.
I should say fuck you, Chase,
Isn't
right?
Isn't that why you should be showing up at Bernie Sanders rally?
I need to go there. But what if I saw him like, and I was like really into him, and I saw him take his wallet out and he had a Chase.
People tell me credit unions are a lot
ATM.
Better than banks.
Yeah, but they're not convenient.
Yeah, probably.
Why are they not convenient?
Well, show me where the nearest my local. What did you say? What is it?
What credit what? Union?
Credit union. Where's my local? Credit
I don't know.
Most
yeah.
of them
know.
Will reimburse your ATM fees. That, like you could go to Chase and use their ATM, and your credit union will pay you back for the ATM fee.
But that gives more money to Chase. I want them to get none.
Well, then don't go to Chase.
Look, Chase is everywhere. Look, it's right there.
You know what you could do. I got an idea.
put in the walls?
In the mattress.
Cash.
No, we get we go to credit unions.
I think I might do this.
We just take out a ton of cash up front, so we, in case we need cash, we don't have to go to an ATM. This sounds too complicated.
Yeah, I'm out.
Me too. I'm out, too.
It's just...
Are you saying you want to start a bank with us?
The bank disaster. The BD?
The banking disaster.
Disaster bank.
And people will be like, you lost my money. We'll be like... It's in the name of the show or the bank, whatever we're doing.
Oh, that'd be the best business model ever. Yeah. Like, hey, you signed up knowing that we suck.
Hey, you accidentally put an extra $50 in my account. Well, congrats.
I don't know how you cooked my father. You're a bank. How do you cook him alive?
Why do you have a giant stainless steel oven back there?
We're in a disastrous bank. We fuck up all the time.
I like this idea.
Your money's gone. It's we don't even know where it... Tyler, do you know where the money is?
No.
No, that guy wants his money. Why would you sign up with us, sir? Please. Make room for the next person who wants to come in. I love it.
The bank has never said that. Sir, please make room for the next person who wants to come up here. I'm not too old. Wait. I don't know how to phrase that, but I vividly remember
banks in a row. Chase, how Wells do we Fargo, need US
what's more, banks or churches?
Followed by a Radio Shack. What are there
more?
There?
Well, there's more banks.
Squarespace? Squarespace in the country?
Churches are like the banks of the afterlife,
every
my
single
friend.
Person needs a bank. Most people don't need a church.
Every Sunday, make a withdrawal for your soul.
I remember, though, when I first started banking when I was a kid.
Deposit.
It was pre-ATM days. So if you wanted money, you had to fill out a withdrawal slip and go in and stand in line and hand it to them, and they gave you the cash. And they were like, cha-ching. Nowadays, I take it for granted just pulling $100 out of the bank like every other day.
Every other day, rich boy. Wow.
Jesus.
Every other day. Just about.
Easy. Settle down. What are you doing? Brothels?
No, I eat at lemonade a lot.
Hand jobs.
I eat at that lemonade a lot.
Hand job.
All right, so BofA, Bank of America.
Yeah.
One of my least favorite companies in the history of the world.
Yep.
This was my tipping point with them. This is when I finally got out. Because I was like a little kid. I had like $9 in my savings account, and they were charging me like 50 cents a month.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
Yes.
What dicks? What kind of dicks?
They're horrible.
So I was an adult.
Wells Fargo, second horrible.
I had a bank account, and I noticed that there was like a charge on there of $21, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was back when $21 meant like a lot to me. And I go
in.
It's
a Patty's meal
to complain.
Still nothing to scoff at. Yeah, that's.
$21. $21. So I go in to complain. And I sit down, and the lady like she goes, oh, yeah, this is a clerical error. They thought you didn't have enough, so it was like an overdraft fee, but you did have enough. I'm like, okay, great. Do I get the 21 cash, or do you just reverse it? And she goes, oh, well, it can't be reversed. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's a clerical error. She goes, yeah, but we have a policy. We never reverse charges, ever. I'm like,
what?
And what'd you say?
I said, well, I have a new policy. I'm never banking with you ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took my money out, which is
And I'm going to follow you home and skin you alive, you fucking
that's
bitch.
That's a little harsh.
Watch your back, lady.
It was unbelievable.
That doesn't sound right.
It happened.
I 100% believe you because I've heard similar things as that where we don't do that.
They're like, yeah, we made
we apologize
the mistake,
for the
but
mistake, but
no,
we don't do
we
it.
Don't it's company policy never to reverse charges.
Yeah.
But in fairness to them, probably a couple months before was when I did that scam where I had $19 in my account and I really wanted to get money out.
Yeah.
The bank was closed, so I made a fake deposit of $1 and I just put like a blank piece of paper in there. And then I requested 20 out. And
being a kid is so great.
And they were furious. I got phone calls and letters, and I had to go down there and be like, felt like I was in school. Like, they reprimanded me.
Yeah.
What you did is a federal offense in some states. And I guess that doesn't make sense, a federal offense.
And you were just like, sir, you can't smoke in here?
No, it was back when you could smoke inside.
I guess you could have just went out and panhandled for that dollar.
Smoking in the bank seems weird.
Well, they've learned because, like, now there's... They'll say, like, that dollar will post next week. You have no funds available.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Smoking in the bank is sweet.
I don't understand either side of it because sometimes I deposit something and it's, like, available for withdrawal, like, 80% of it. And I'm like, how is that available instantly, but the other 20% is not available for, like, 4 more days?
Just doing it to have power.
Yeah.
Just to have power over you.
Oh, what about transferring money from PayPal to your bank? Expect this to take up to 4 business days. Why?
Yeah.
How about 4 minutes? I'm being serious. Nobody's sitting in an office coming in Monday morning, I got to check those 200,000 PayPal transfers manually. It's all computerized. It's all instantaneous. It's just complete bullshit.
Those 4 days that they do over and over again make them so much money.
Oh, my God. The interest in 4 days on hundreds of millions of dollars is probably millions of dollars.
Probably.
Yeah, and we're in the wrong business.
I just made both those numbers up.
Are we going to become bankers again?
I think we would be bad bankers.
I think we're bankers to begin with.
No, we were talking about becoming bankers like 10 minutes ago, and then we kind of got off.
Hey, where's all of our assets? Oh, I loaned that guy who's doing that Tippi Hedren nail salon all of our money.
Do you think there's one nail salon called Tippi's at least?
There's
Do you
gotta
think she
be.
At least gets
there's
that?
There's got to be. Lady Tippi's.
It's probably called like Nail Tippi's, but it's just
you know
for
what?
Tips of nails.
Hey,
not for
why don't we go to a nail salon right now and walk in and just bum rush them with questions about Tippi.
You want to go get pedicures and finish
and see
program?
If they and see if they have any respect for
this
for
is how that's gonna go. You're gonna walk and be like, hey, you guys know Tippi Hedren? No.
What's
all right
sound like?
Okay.
Well,
we're just leaving.
No, it doesn't sound like that. That's rude.
Apologize to all the new listeners who don't know you.
People have told me never to get a pedicure or a manicure because you can get an infection from those places. Have you heard such a thing?
I think these people just don't want you to have nicer nails and toes than them.
Because I thought about doing it recently. I thought, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to let somebody touch my feet, which I'm very prone to not want to do because I'm sensitive and I'm very ticklish. And I'm going to let them... Are they going to trim the hair on top of my toes?
What?
You can ask, maybe.
Trim it? Wouldn't they just strip it?
I think that's an extra service.
I'm going to get my feet waxed. I'm going to get my nails done.
We should do as a payback. We should not pay this bill for 28 minutes.
The Dine and Dash disaster?
So, we free to go?
We're free to go.
Yeah? What do you think?
I think, like everything, it could use something, but I think this is fun. I think this is totally fun, and I think... I enjoy the fact that we're enjoying each other's company, we're having a delicious meal, and we're getting a podcast done at the same time.
Done.
This is multitasking, and I think the listeners will agree with me that this is probably the greatest podcast.
They probably will. Not
the greatest idea. Maybe we're not going to ever execute it properly, but if Marin did this, it would be fucking great.
What kind of a sell is that?
It would be terrible.
If we open a bank and we're the bank
disaster.
Hey,
we had the courtesy to turn the recorder off, which I was against, frankly, but now I'm for it.
Yeah, I think it was a smart move. Because we didn't really even talk. I think we said a couple ignored things, and then I just continued to jam our mouths.
Yeah.
But if we were a bank and we're the bank disaster, like our slogan or like the posters we put in the window would say, if we were Bank of America, we'd be a great bank. Essentially, that's what you just said about our show.
I was joking.
You said if Marin did this.
Yeah, I was kidding.
But who would Marin talk to?
Because
he has to interview,
I don't
right?
Know what he would do?
Would he interview the waitress?
You know what's weird is the light was shining through that woman's car, and it was shining on her hair, and it looked like she had purple hair. So I made an assumption: if she has the balls to go with purple hair, she's got to be hot.
It's not always the case.
No, it's totally not the case.
No,
always.
It turns out the woman had regular blonde hair, and it was just a tint, a filament. Tie, tie. Imagine if you had sound effects she'd be playing right now. Imagine,
what would I be playing?
Imagine
right
how much better the show would be. See what I'm saying?
What, I'd be playing my purple hair dye drop?
See what I'm saying? You could be playing like some emo.
Purple hair. Purple
you could be playing Purple Rain right there. Oh, it'd be perfect. The show would have been so tight.
T-I-T-E or T-I-G-H-T?
Like Garth Brooks' jeans. No, the other tight.
There's a timely reference.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. Chris Gaines. Like Chris Gaines.
That's
is that better?
Even stranger reference.
We have to go country?
All right, I got to...
Kasselhoff?
I got to... Oh, you know what we could do for the first time ever? A tight hour.
What are we looking at?
We're looking at 60 seconds.
You know what?
I'm in if you guys are in.
I'm totally in.
Real quick. Logistics. Destination disaster. When are you available? You look panicked now.
Are you available in 2 weeks is the real question.
2 weeks, yes.
What weekend? What
the weekend
dates?
Before Memorial Day.
What's the date?
I don't know.
It's like the 30th. You're
killing
or something
valuable
like that?
Time.
The 30th.
Hold on. Oh,
yeah,
the
tight hour is
no, it's
dwindling.
Fine. It's good. It's good.
I hope you guys and gals,
29th,
enjoyed listening to this.
I think yes. Okay. That's a tentative yes, but I have stuff this weekend, but I don't think I have stuff that weekend.
So Destination Disaster. Honestly, to be honest, we just did an After Disaster, one of our last ones, just last night. So we didn't have as much fresh material. Thank God for Bumblebee's tragedy.
Yeah, yeah. Jose.
Rest in peace, Jose. And you know what? We even have a sign-off for this one.
Rest in peace, Jose?
No. That'd be depressing every week to bring us back. Every week, you know what we could do? We could say, check, please.